You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, June 20th, 6:30 a.m. KLCC Garden Tour, Native Garden Project, Lane Community College. Birdsong permeates the still, crisp air as the overcast dawn initiates the year's last few hours of expanding daylight. The fleeting optimism implied by ever-lengthening days is about to reverse itself as our hemisphere slowly begins to tilt further away from the sun. This spring has been colder and wetter than normal. The onset of summer weather still seems remote and improbable. To the right of the path leading from the parking lot, a riotous turmoil of native plants contrasts profoundly with the mowed and manicured expanse of lawn bordering its left side. Folding tables and chairs have been set up on the lawn to accommodate a symposium of cryptobiologists who later today will discuss the likelihood of the existence of Sasquatch in a world of diminishing diversity. Their pursuit of this elusive, legendary creature speaks to a yearning for the boundless, mysterious world of our ancestors. Sasquatch, real or imagined, is having a difficult time finding a place in the present, where our own creations have set new limits and extinctions are becoming commonplace. Immature Douglas fir, red cedar, ponderosa pine, Oregon ash, and white oaks protrude above shoulder-high grasses in the Native Landscape Project. Blue lupins, yellow cinquefoil, and creamy white yarrow create unlikely floral arrangements in the tangle. This area, although often surrounded by students walking to and from class, provides an abundance of habitat for insects, birds, and small mammals. A brilliant yellow American goldfinch darts across the meadow in an up-and-down roller coaster trajectory. After a few seconds, its mate retraces the invisible aerial path. All of the recent landscaping at Lane Community College has been certified by the National Wildlife Federation as natural. This certification requires that the landscaping provides food, shelter, water, and cover for animals to raise their young. Native plants must make up 60% of the gardens. Non-native plants can only be included if they provide a benefit for wildlife and are not invasive. The management of the landscaping is also natural. No fertilizers or weed-killing chemicals are used. Fertilization is accomplished by leaving the majority of leaf litter and mown grass in place to decompose naturally. All weeding is done manually, while each bed is controlled by ground cover. The plants chosen for these self-sustaining native gardens require very little additional water once established. On the west side of the campus, the new Native American longhouse is nearing completion. All of the plants surrounding the longhouse were used by the first people for food, shelter, or clothing. The rushes in the pond were used for basket weaving. Western red cedar was used to construct shelters, longhouses, and canoes, while its bark was used to make cloth. Salal, camas, and cascara were used for food and medicine. The longhouse movement all along the northwest coast testifies to a stubborn resurgence of our indigenous ancient cultures. Perhaps this small step will help to recapture some of the magic that has been fading from our world. Chapter of the North American Butterfly Association is conducting a butterfly count this Saturday, June 26th. County groups will look for butterflies in the West Eugene Wetlands, Mount Pisgah, Spencer's Butte, Buford Park, and more. Everyone is welcome to participate in the count. Experts will be available in each group. Meet at the Campbell Senior Center parking lot at 155 High Street in Eugene at 9 a.m. Please pre-register by calling Ellie at 684-8973. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.